It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello everybody, welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello Scott.
Josh, my friend, today's news involves Sony doing a whole bunch of layoffs, cancelling some projects, re-evaluating their portfolio apparently.
And apparently, Scott Tilford, there is another Smash Brothers competitor on the horizon.
So first up, like I said, Sony have been laying off various employees, and there's a whole bunch of things going on with the projects that they had in motion involving a PlayStation 5 AAA exclusive, which is still happening, but the studio making it, Deviation Games, have been hit by layoffs. To run this stuff down, like I said, layoffs happening across the board. The first one to mention is Deviation Games. They were formed by Call of Duty veterans Jason Jason Blundell and Dave Anthony back in 2021. They were going to be working on a AAA PlayStation 5 exclusive, which is still in development. Again, it's worth mentioning that. That the remaining team are still working on that, but they have suffered a whole bunch of layoffs. And the team were only 100 people big back when they started in 2021 as well, so right. It feels like maybe that'll push that game way, way further back. But assumedly that'll be a first-person shooter. You don't get the Call of Duty people.
Yes.
Can't do that.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened, Scott Tilford, I would say. But yeah, it makes a lot of sense, you know. True. Across the board, like, Sony have kind of fumbled the bag when it comes to first-person shooters, at least in the modern era. Like, the last one we got from a first-party team, at least, was Killzone Shadowfall, if
what
I
the last,
that's
recall, the last Sony first
which was
shooter.
10 years ago, funnily enough. That's kind of crazy. But like, the going back to the layoffs for a minute, that's kind of annoyingly and frustratingly, sadly, the story of the year, right? Like, it feels like every big tech company across the planet has been having layoffs in some department. You know, even in the gaming space, Microsoft had a whole round of layoffs at the start of the year. That wasn't just Xbox, it was Microsoft as a whole.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still kind of on that level. And it's like, man, it seems like no company is impervious to doing this.
Oh yeah, totally. Ubisoft as well are in amongst all this stuff, as in terms of recent layoffs. Another studio, Final Strike Games, they had a deal with Sony. They were making, we didn't know what it was. It was an unannounced PvP multiplayer shooter, and the previous thing they had made for EA was Rocket Arena, which I thought had not worked and wasn't even live anymore. But Rocket Arena is still going. They're still making content for that. It was Knockout City, the ghost town. I feel like both those games kind of launched at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, Final Strike Games are still going as a studio, working on Rocket Arena, but the thing that they were doing with Sony, whatever that was, sounds kind of like a Fortnite style game. Rocket Arena had a lot of influences from Fortnite as well, isn't coming anymore. And the worst of the lot is Concrete Genie developer Pixel Opus are shutting down altogether in June. Concrete Genie, you know, first party exclusive, barely talked about, completely died on the vine when it came out. And now the studio aren't going to get to do any follow-ups from it.
I didn't know that.
Ridiculous.
I knew about the others before doing this news. That comes as a genuine surprise. I didn't expect to see that coming, Scott Tilford. Especially when, just the other week, weren't we talking about how Sony doesn't necessarily have a load of those quote-unquote smaller games to supplant the AAA releases anymore. Obviously, they famously had Stray last year, but that wasn't a first-party product or anything.
They stepped in more or less to the end.
Stroked the cat, published the game, and got a lot of plaudits for it. That sucks, because the layoffs that are happening here, obviously it sucks on a personal level as well, but like as a kind of company's approach to their games and their portfolio, I just see them kind of cutting off stuff that doesn't fall into the Sony brand of their modern AAA approach to game design, if that makes sense.
They sent an email around. Is there a bow and arrow character in there? Is there not?
No.
Get it out of there. That's all we want. I think in terms of the way Sony's first party is coming together, and I flagged this years ago in terms of the Sony formula, the emerging Sony formula that is very profitable for them. But I feel like we're at the apex of that curve when people start to identify it and we start to point at the elements that make up the Sony formula, like a bow and arrow character, like you know, light open world elements, like light crafting elements as well.
Yeah.
And those are the things that once you start to acknowledge, you know, once you start to acknowledge things that make up those formulas, it can start to feel a little bit tired. It can start to make you want something else. And assumedly, we're still getting the Deviation games, assumedly first person shooter, if that's what that is. But yeah, Pixel Opus were an awesome studio. Concrete Genie was a massively overlooked game that was super inventive, had a really cool graffiti mechanic. It was kind of like a third person platformer. And I liked that game. I didn't finish it, sadly. Maybe that was my main part of the problem. But still, I feel like overall they would benefit from having way more Pixel Opuses and way less worrying about doing another bow and arrow open world light crafting game again.
It sucks because the writing has kind of been on the wall for at least a few years. I remember when it was first revealed, before the official reveal, that they were making The Last of Us Part 1. If I recall, it was a Bloomberg report that dove into the reason that was greenlit in the first place. And that report had a big chunk on how Sony are kind of getting risk averse with greenlighting new projects. They said, according to that report, and which is seemingly being confirmed by their actions since, that they're focusing so much on those bankable IP, that bankable IP that they own. You know, they're wanting sequels to Horizon, they're wanting sequels to God of War, understandably, but that report suggested that's kind of all they wanted. And I look at these layoffs, I look at these closures, I look at these, you know, the decisions that they've been making recently in terms of their output, and I kind of just see that coming true, and that is such a shame, because while I love God of War, while I love Horizon, I don't want everything to be God of War and Horizon and Spider-Man. Same. You know, you want that kind of level of distinctiveness and variety to the games that you're getting. You know, you want more than just kind of third-person, over-the-shoulder, open-world or semi-open-world games. At least I do. I want to see them take a chance in something a little bit more creative, a little bit more imaginative, that's smaller scale in, you know, stature. You want to see them take a risk on a first-person shooter. You know, they're talking so much. We've mentioned this again before about, like, the CMA and how they're saying, you know, Microsoft can't have Call of Duty because we can't make a competitor. You can't make a competitor when you're closing or minimizing your first-person shooter studios. And I wonder whether this is maybe just because they've got Bungie now and they're like, okay, we don't need really anyone else in the space. We spent billions of dollars on this company. They can do the heavy lifting in that area for us, which is it's a shame because why you only have one team that specializes in one thing?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Deviation Games are the team that, and we're only assuming it's a first-person shooter because it was set up by Call of Duty veterans. They are the team that are still going. It's just that they were hit by layoffs. The teams that are shutting down are Pixel Opus and whatever the game was from Final Strike, but Final Strike games are still going. But it's worth mentioning that their agreement, that game was in production for 3 years. Apparently, it was 2 years away from being revealed, but that thing was just canned. So they were, I mean, 3 years into a five-year dev cycle, they would have had something to show.
Yeah, it seems so.
I guess they kind of go, oh, okay, that's not going to fit with what our portfolio is. But yeah, it's an interesting tightrope to walk. We're not necessarily casting full maximal judgments on things in regards to, you know, the best way to move forward, but I think that identifying the Sony formula and that conversation, to me, there's a way that this goes where it becomes the Ubisoft formula and it becomes the thing that we all got sick of again 10 years ago or across the last.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at their moves across the last 10 years. I'm talking about Sony here. And while they had a lot of sequels, of course, like, their biggest successes, and the reason why I think they won the last generation was new original ideas. Like, Horizon, we've kind of just almost been slagging it off there as being a little bit derivative now. But in 2017...
No one cared about Burning Shores.
No. But in 2017, it was huge for, like, Sony to have a first-party big open world RPG inspired game. Like, just hadn't been on the platform before then. It felt like a risk. It was this new world that was kind of like different to what they had made before. It was taking a developer known for their first person shooter games and giving them an entirely different genre and allowing them to go wild. Like, you saw that in Ghost of Tsushima as well. You even saw a lot of risk in the first God of War reboot, you know, completely changing that character of Kratos, completely changing the approach to the storytelling and the gameplay. Like, they were in some ways bankable franchises, but they were doing at least interesting things with them. And I kind of just don't want that to go away, because I think that was a fundamental reason for the appeal of that era in those games. And if you kind of start to play it more safe and say, well, we've got our gold mines now, and we'll just hopefully keep digging and keep making a lot of money. I don't think that's the way to go necessarily, but then I don't get paid millions of dollars to be a businessman, so...
Sadly, we're not Jim Ryan, but I feel like, that's the whole thing. They need to have a steady supply of new ideas alongside the bankable stuff. And it's easy when you look at the likes of layoff news to focus on the things that are being taken away. Hopefully, because we're on the cusp of and it's yet to be fully officially announced, the PlayStation Showcase that's coming up. I think it's meant to be announced by the end of this month. That can help allay fears as to what the rest of their portfolio looks like.
Yeah.
I'm just forever flagging that, once a business identifies a formula that works, it's very easy to run that into the ground in a creative space.
Totally, yeah. And the video game industry, like, across the board, is absolutely guilty of doing that. Yeah. 1,000%. You mentioned Ubisoft earlier, which is in dire straits right now. I would say for doing that exact same thing, for giving you a formula over and over again, making their initially distinct franchises like Far Cry and Assassin's Creed, and kind of merging them into one kind of super franchise that is just like Ubisoft, and then it doesn't really matter what the thing is called. You kind of know you're going to get Assassin's Creed but first person, or you're going to get, Assassin's Creed but in the future. They're all going to have towers. Yeah. It's the classic thing that they still kind of haven't gotten away from. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to see that happen to Sony, because they are in a good position now. And again, sorry for keep saying that we mentioned this last week, but I think it's important to say, like, I just don't want to see them get complacent. I don't want to see them kind of rest on their laurels and assume that they can just skirt into the next generation as by far the market leader, because it's that kind of hubris, if I dare say, that resulted in the PS3 and all of the bad mistakes that came with the early part of that launch. And I don't want to see history repeat itself in that way again.
No, we know what they need to avoid for people who grew up and lived through that entire era. I'll throw in here that if you enjoy daily gaming news, you like the idea of gaming conversations that happen when things are worth talking about, then please give us a subscribe and keep up with us. We update nearly every day, especially with lists and news and talking points, etc. And thank you very much to everybody who has subscribed so far. Next talking point is Disney domination.
Interesting.
And this is a Super Smash Bros. Style game that leaked back in March, but it was only kind of a conversation. It was just a couple of people posting over on Reddit, and the idea that Disney were doing a Smash Brothers clone, not unlike Multiverses and Warner Brothers attempting to do the same thing. But now there are some screenshots that have leaked that seem to be from the game's campaign, seem to be from the cutscenes that are in the story mode. And it's more just a talking point. Again, we don't have an official announcement, but we have things that seem to be pointing more in that direction. This looks just ridiculous. This is just big business gonna big business.
I love it's like every big business, every big media conglomerate first gets a streaming service and then gets a Smash Brothers competitor. That's the order of
when is the Bethesda Smash clone happening? We've had PlayStation All-Stars as well. So yeah, the characters that have been shown so far in the latest screenshots are Thanos, Donald Duck, Woody, and Thanos is talking to Peter Griffin because in the subtitles he says something like, oh, what a joke, Peter Griffin, or something like that. So assumedly the Fox properties are in here too. But yeah, if you roll it back into the leaks from March, characters mentioned back in March included Spider-Man, Mickey Mouse, an evil Buzz Lightyear, and Goofy. It's worth mentioning in here that Multiverses, like I said, WB, Warner Brothers, attempted this. It's currently shut down until 2024. That game was in beta, even though it wasn't because it was full of microtransactions, and that entire approach to business. But that thing is shut down because the line very much went down in terms of the popularity of that thing. And they've attempted to put it on ice and just say, hey, we're coming back next year. I don't think that game's coming back at all, personally. I don't think you can compete with Smash Brothers. It's an Overwatch. All the hero clones that attempted to take Overwatch's pie didn't succeed, and I think it's the same thing with Smash.
I think you're right, right? But selfishly, I want to see these games come out because I have a perverse love in this kind of, like, IP era that we're living in now. Yes. Just the absolute crazy amalgamation of franchises that you get from this stuff. I love it, man.
It's so twisted.
It is. It really is. But I get a perverse joy in my brain from the outrageousness of watching, like, Arya Stark go up against Shaggy from Scooby-Doo in a fighting game. And in this one, you're having, you know, Mickey Mouse, Daffy Duck, or whoever is fine and good. I want to see, like, John McClane in there. I want to see them break the tone completely.
Okay.
Have, like, Die Hard up against the Avengers and just, like, go nuts with it. Disney own everything in the entire world, so I want to see Homer Simpson fight his Xenomorph, you know? In the dying embers of society that we're in right now. I kind of want to see that happen at least, just to bring me a little bit
in
of
the mass conglomerate hellscape that is modern media, where we just take things and mash the fingers together and hope for the best. It's obviously worth mentioning, I think I said it before, but the whole grain of salt, spoon of salt, literal sack of salt with this thing. Because we're only going off potential leaked images, which could easily be AI generated, again, in the modern era. And also the thing that it originated from was just a forum post back in March, but there are more details coming out about it. So if Disney domination is announced soon, it's just more interesting as a talking point regardless. For now, though, this hasn't been the What Culture Gaming podcast. Leave this in the edit, because I need to learn. It's not the What Culture Gaming podcast, but this has been What Culture Gaming. I don't know what this ending is anymore, but I'm Scott Tilford. That's Josh Brown.
I'm Josh Brown. Hello, bye.
Hello.
Also, let us know in the comments below who you want to see in Disney domination. Yes. Should it be real? Like, what crazy mushrooms do you want to see? Because it's going to pop me all day. Please do it for me.
Thank you all very, very much for watching, and we'll catch you probably tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.